the alarms and with the alarm, and David Sharp, who does all the guitar work with the band, are here in the studio with us live. Mr. Marty's here as well. How are you guys doing this morning?
All right, very well, thank you.
All set for the big show tonight at the Beacon Theater.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, we just arrived in from Boston.
If you can get a little closer to the microphone.
Just arrived in from Boston. We did a couple of nights in Boston.
How'd that all go?
That was incredible. It was absolute. In fact, halfway through the show, they came back and told us, listen, you better slow down because the balcony's breaking up. There was plaster falling off from underneath the balcony. The crowd were going mad.
Well, you don't have to worry about that at the Beacon.
I hope not.
Now, you're not from New York, so I don't know whether you are aware or not of kind of a big controversy that's surrounding the Beacon Theater right now. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've heard a little bit. They're going to be turned into a disco, aren't they?
The Beacon Theater is one of the oldest and most beautiful theaters in New York, and it has what we call landmark status, which means that in order for anything to be changed structurally to the building, they have to get approval from the Landmarks Commission. Right. I mean, it's really a gorgeous theater.
Yeah.
And there are some people who want to turn it into a discotheque.
I think that would be really shameful, you know, because live music is the medium for communication between young people, and I think, you know, listening to records is fine, but, you know, when you go to see a concert, you know, there's something special happens at a concert, and if you lose that, you know, people won't be talking to each other. I don't know what's going to happen if, like, just imagine.
Yeah. We're all spending more and more time alone indoors.
That's right, you know, you're
computers
shutting yourself
and our
away
tellies
from the whole
and
world, shutting yourself away, and, like, you know, it just, like, snowballs, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mr. Marty is going to be bringing the band on stage tonight at the Beacon.
Oh, I'm ready. I have to lean into the mic here. I'm sorry. I'm ready. As a matter of fact, their new album, which is entitled Strength, which has only been out for a couple of months, I believe, is really good. Maybe you guys would like to tell us some of your favorite cuts off of Strength.
My favorite, Spirit 76, but also Absolute Reality, I really like
that. Yeah, Absolute Reality is the track that we're gonna play in a minute. It's funny because the records come out almost at the same time, and David Bowie does Absolute Beginners, and the Alarm does Absolute Reality, and it's hard for me to think back over 20 years of another song that starts with the word absolute in it.
Absolute Vodka.
Absolute Vodka.
It's wonderful.
Didn't the Skids have something? The Absolute Game.
The Absolute Game. I mean, it's a great. They're both terrific titles. Right. Let's hear from the Alarm. This is Absolute Reality. So this is your favorite track. Your favorite track on the album. It's a great, great song. From the Alarm, Absolute Reality.
There it went.
There it went. There it was. And we're visiting with Mike Peters and David Sharp of the Alarm, who together with Eddie McDonald and Nigel Twist have been working together as a band for like 9 years now. Of course, American audiences think you guys just, you know, put your band together about a year ago.
That's right. Yeah, we've been together a considerable amount of time, but I guess we've all known each other for even longer than that. I think we've known each other since we were 15, which makes it about, what, I'm 26 now, so I guess it makes it about 11 years, isn't it, when you think about it?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Now, there seems to be, and certainly, you know, you guys in the Alarm and you too, and in our own country, people like Bruce Springsteen and John Cougar Mellencamp, there's like a growing social consciousness, to use it for want of a better phrase, attached to rock and roll, which has really been, you know, part of the rock and roll legacy from way back. But there was a whole period of time, pretty much in the 70s, where it just got to be a real big business. But it seems to be with Live Aid, and we're getting back to some of that.
I think we're getting back to a time where the groups and the people involved with actually making the music are beginning to take a little more control and a little more concern with what they're doing, and are a little less willing to let themselves be handled by somebody else, you know, because I think at the end of the day, the only people who do know anything about music are the musicians, you know what I mean? Like, the business people can go out and sell it and everything, but, you know, for my money, there's been too much selling and not enough music making. Yeah.
And I'm even, not only the music, but even some of the issues, kind of a moral consciousness that a lot of the musicians are addressing again in the 1980s. Isn't, you know, rock and roll gets such a bad rap, especially in the United States, so much focus on drugs and suicide and stuff like that, that all of the, you know, the tremendous contributions that rock and roll bands make goes unnoticed.
Yeah, I think that's just reflecting people's general concern, you know, in everyday life with these things, because these things are becoming more and more important. The problems are growing, they're not going away, and music is a reflection of that concern. Mm-hmm. and very rightly so. You know, if we were to just you know, not take the responsibility of trying to speak about it and trying to put down thoughts about it in words and music, you know, I think it would be a great loss. Mm-hmm.
And the two things can certainly coexist, like great fun, great music, good rock and roll, and...
That's right, yeah, we don't have to be po-faced and serious about it all the time, you know, we can have a laugh about it as well, and that's one of the most valuable things, you know.
Well, I hope that everybody listening goes out to the Beacon Theatre tonight to see The Alarm. It's the only night you're going to be in our area, isn't it?
That's right. Well, I think we're going to come back on Mother's Day. I've been doing these dreadful commercials for this concert on Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is Sunday. Mother's Day is day after tomorrow.
We're playing in Malibu on...
Oh, and I'm just talking about the New York area.
Right. Yeah.
You're going to be out in Malibu in California?
Long Island.
I'm sorry.
Malibu Beach Club.
The Malibu Beach Club. That is in our area, and yeah. I didn't know about that gig. I didn't know about the Beacon tonight.
That's
so you got
right.
two chances to see these guys tonight at the Beacon or the Malibu
That's
Beach
right.
Club on Sunday night.
That's
will your,
right, yeah.
Will your mothers be there?
Mother's Day. I've been doing these dreadful commercials.
Same one.
Bring your mother down. You know she'd love it.
Hey, thanks a lot to Mike Peters and David Sharp of The Alarm. There's a one you all know. Thanks, guys. All right. From The Alarm, Give Me Strength. And we also heard Absolute Reality. Nice to visit with those guys. And again, catch them at the Beacon Theater tonight. The Alarm will be there. And then out at the Malibu mm-hmm. Beach Club on Sunday night.